Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers get set to open a 12-game homestand, first up with a 6-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Tristan Lutz. Tristan, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Back off the IL, couple good games, and a big double on Saturday as well. How are you feeling since being back off the IL?
Oh, it feels great to be back in there and playing. I mean, obviously, just not being able to play is not very fun. So just getting back in there and getting my legs back under me, and you know, that's the main focus right now, just getting used to playing again. But I'm feeling great. The at-bats are coming, so feeling good.
How does it help too when you have a game, one of your first games back, when you swing the bat once and stare at a lot of balls and get a couple walks?
Oh, I mean, that was actually the plan going into the game. I wanted to try to see as many pitches as I could that day, and it just happened that it matched up really well with what they were trying to do, or just the fact that they didn't have great command against me. So yeah, no, it worked out great.
That was like the guy in Dodger spring training who was told not to swing and all of a sudden led the league in OBP.
Right, exactly.
One of the big things, too, for you is over the past couple years, you've been injured more than a couple times. What's it like being on the IL and trying to stay positive during those times?
I mean, it's not fun. I mean, it definitely is a test to the mental game of trying to stay positive when you're not getting to do what you want to do. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just, like, always having perspective for me. I feel like, yeah, being hurt sucks and all that type of stuff, but there's always somebody out there that has it worse than you, and I have a great opportunity, so I just try to keep that in mind and just keep striving every day to get back on the field, which that's where I want to be. So that's the main thing.
How has that, and what has shaped your attitude about that over the years?
You know, honestly, I think it was just like my parents, you know, like talking to them and like the people around me. I have a great support system, so them always reminding me that it's not the end of the world. I mean, obviously, it's not the best thing to happen, but it was also, like, out of my control. So I try to just worry about the things that I can control. And when I'm hurt, I can control how much effort I'm putting in and getting back on the field. So that's the main thing.
In professional baseball, you're playing 138 games. You're playing every day except for Monday. How important is that support system throughout the season?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, having people in your corner is always, always great. I mean, having somebody that you can always turn to and ask. Like, my pops helps me with, like, he was my first coach, so I mean, he sees stuff that like some of these guys won't necessarily see. It's not always physical, a lot of it's mental, but I mean, having that is great.
And you're a guy who's really grown up in the Brewers system. You drafted out of high school by the Brewers, now in to your seventh season of professional baseball. What was that process like, getting drafted out of high school?
It was fun. You know, I really enjoyed it. I wasn't like a PG All-American, Under Armour All-American, any of that type of stuff. So like going into my senior year, I knew I had a chance. But after Jupiter is when I really kind of saw that, like, oh, I have a chance to go higher than I originally thought. So I enjoyed it. I mean, going through that process was definitely different. And it kind of tests you in ways, like as a high school kid going out there and playing a game when you have a bunch of guys that are like making decisions on you. So it was tough, but I really enjoyed the process.
What was it like going to math class, taking your algebra test, and then going to play baseball in front of a bunch of scouts?
Oh, I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was a little tough, but also at the same time, like, my high school team was good and I just wanted to win. So I mean, honestly, like, I wanted to win state so bad it sounds kind of corny, but that was kind of what I really wanted to do. And I'd been to state my sophomore year and lost, so I wanted to win state. So that was the main thing. So having that be like the main thing that kind of drove me really just kind of took care of itself, all the scouts and everything. So
what was it also like going through that time? And then on top of everything, you're a kid from Texas committed to go to Texas.
Right. No, I mean, I would have had no problem going to school. And I think that was another reason why the process wasn't too crazy for me, just because I had no problem with going to school. School was always a big thing in my family growing up, and I did want to graduate college, and I still plan to at some point. So that it was a tough decision to end up like ultimately going into pro ball, but my main thing I wanted to do was become a professional baseball player. So starting that as early as I could, I felt like I was ready mentally, and I had the support of my family, so it was good decision.
You also spent a lot of time playing travel baseball growing up with guys who would also end up in professional baseball. Zach Deloach, a guy who got drafted in the second round, and one of your brand new teammates, Russell Smith, as well. How much fun was that to have that experience of playing with those guys growing up?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I love looking and seeing guys that I used to play with be in the big leagues or get drafted high or now play with. So, I mean, it's a great experience because I've known those guys since we were like 10 years old. So seeing their progression, and I know that how hard they work, and seeing those things is little mini victories for myself just because I'm a fan of those guys. So I really enjoy it.
What was it like when Russell walked into the clubhouse today and you're like, hey, we know each other from about 15, 16 right. years?
No, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, spring training, we were sharing stories that I hadn't thought about in a really long time, just like from the travel ball days and the guys that we know and friends of friends and stuff like that. So it's good to go back and like kind of relive those things a little bit.
How special is it for you to be able to share those moments with guys in professional baseball that you played with growing up?
Oh, it's really, really special. I mean, it just shows you the talent that's in the DFW like area. I mean, there's so many guys that are great baseball players that might not necessarily go straight out of high school, but go to college, have great careers, and get drafted out of college and are almost, you know, to the big leagues or in the big leagues now. So it's a great experience.
Well, Tristan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.